An EPA report says the amount of acidic precipitation across broad areas of the Midwest and Northeast dropped 40% during the 1990s. The agency credits a Clean Air Act rule passed during the previous Bush administration that set a goal of cutting in half sulfur dioxide emissions, mainly from coal-burning power plants. Some widespread success against acid rain comes as no surprise to the Wisconsin DNR, which has been running the nation's first acid rain reduction plan since the mid-1980s. DNR Air Management Director Lloyd Egan says many sensitive lakes, especially in northern Wisconsin, have become less sterile.
When a lake is highly acidified, it's hard for the appropriate algae and plant life to live, and the whole food chain is affected, and you don't get as vibrant an aquatic fish communities. So it's better for fishing when the lakes are not affected by acid rain.
More reductions in sulfur dioxide are included in the President's Clear Skies Initiative, which also targets nitrogen oxides and mercury emissions. In his State of the Union speech, President Bush urged Congress to pass the plan, but the DNR's Egan says the reductions would be too small, take too long, and don't apply to carbon dioxide.
By not including CO2, basically, you undo the benefit of the multi-pollutant nature of the legislation, because that is a major issue, and the decisions that companies make today in how they'll reduce pollutants should be based upon how they're going to have to meet climate change reduction targets as well.
Egan also says the Clear Skies Initiative might force Wisconsin to make more changes on its own to meet federal ozone restrictions. But EPA says Clear Skies is a market-based, workable approach to pollution control. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.